Hello, everybody. This is episode 3 of the Literary Weapons Podcast. I'm Joshua.
And I'm Liv.
So today, we are going to do our first movie episode. And this is going to be... This one's going to be a doozy, because we are doing reviews and rankings of all of Christopher Nolan's movies.
So we're just starting at the very top.
Yes. But first, we're going to talk about our wines. What are you drinking?
I am drinking a McLeod Columbia Valley Riesling, which is very good. I'll pronounce this is a little pronunciation from YouTube. Thank you.
Michou.
Yeah, that's how you say it.
Michou.
I totally butchered that.
And I am drinking, 61. It's a cab. And I was very excited to open this bottle. And it's all right. It's not bad. It's not great. I'm going to give it a half a thumb up or maybe one thumbs up. I don't know.
I think mine is a solid one thumb.
One thumb?
One thumb up.
Okay. And our cat is trying to eat our computer right now. Anyways, diving right in to the meat of today's episode. We're going to start out by going through all of Christopher Nolan's movies that he's directed. These are his full-length movies. We're not doing the short films. Sorry about it. It's just not going to happen. And so we're going to give our rating using our thumbs-up system. And then we are going to give our rose and thorn for each movie. If you have been to a summer camp or...
Been to a Baptist church.
A Baptist church, sure. Rose and thorn, so you give like one thing that you really liked about it, one thing that you didn't like about it.
Ooh, or a sorority meeting.
Or one of those.
I hear they do those.
So anyways, we're going to give the rating... Rose and Thorn, and then once we go through all of those, we are going to do our rankings from worst to best.
And I think we're going over 12 movies, right?
Yes, yeah, it's all 12 full movies. So I have mine in chronological order. So do you want me to lead the conversation and then you just find where yours is?
Yeah.
Okay, so first one is Following.
That was like the 1 hour movie.
Yeah, it's kind of it's like a half a movie, black and white. It's about a creepy guy who stalks people and does other stuff. So my rating is half of a thumbs up.
Okay.
I'll give it one knuckle. What do you give it?
I didn't give it any thumbs.
You just said a meh?
I just said meh.
That's fair. This goes into my rose. The only reason why I gave it a half a thumbs up is because it produced so much anxiety. Like, the way it was shot, the way it was acted, was really good.
Yeah.
And it gave me a lot of anxiety. Mainly the handheld camera, it makes it feel like... It makes it feel like stalkerish.
Yes.
And that... goes into the movie. That's why I'd say it's a one thumbs up.
Yeah, see, I didn't like the anxiety. I already have that.
Yeah,
I need more.
I do too, but I like it when a movie makes me feel anxious on purpose. What's your rose?
My rose for it was the twist.
Mm-hmm.
Which, it is very shocking. But it's like the shock kind of just got balanced out by the meh of it.
Yeah.
So that's why I gave it a meh. So that it just balanced itself out.
So what's your thorn?
My thorn? Hold on. Where is it?
I have a good thorn for this one.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. My thorn, I couldn't come up with anything other than, like, the budget. You can really tell.
Yeah.
That it's not that high. Like, the actors were good and all that, but, like, I don't know, the scenes.
It was his first movie.
It was his very first. And I'm sure, like, I think it was $6,000 that he took out of his own pocket.
Oh, really?
To make the movie, yeah.
I didn't do any research. I'm unprepared. But I have a better thorn than you.
Ew.
So, my first thorn is, this kind of goes in with you, it's like an immature directing style. So, like, there's little flashes of Christopher Nolan, but, like, he hasn't really, like, found his vibe yet. Mm-hmm. So, that's my real thorn. Mm-hmm. My funny thorn is the panty sniff scene.
Oh, God! Jesus Christ! I think I told you, I said that just gave me the ick.
Yeah.
I don't know if I said that out loud when we were watching it, but...
I mean, he took a big whiff.
Yeah. Yeah, spoiler alert.
Yeah. If that makes you uncozy...
I wouldn't watch this one.
Yeah, it's gonna get worse.
Next!
So yeah, half a thumbs up. So, his next movie is Memento.
Ooh.
So this, to me, was a surprise of how much I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
So I gave it 2 thumbs up.
Me too.
Okay.
I digged it.
Yeah?
I really digged it.
What's your rose?
Okay, so my rose for Memento. So, I don't know if you know anything about Christopher Nolan, but he loves, like, little time jumps and... to mess with time in his movies.
It's non-linear storytelling.
Yes. The term. And there's a secret rumor that you can watch the movie in a different time, like,
it's
in
not a different it's direction. It's not a rumor. We just can't do it anymore because we don't have a DVD player.
Oh.
On the DVD, you could put in a special code and it would play it in chronological order.
Oh. Well,
that special rumor was spread by my sister.
Anyways.
Ashley, anyways. If you're listening, thank you for that tip.
Yeah. But that's so cool to me is that you can watch it in a different order. It's still the same story and movie and everything, but you just...
I don't know. I think it's a different... Not to spoil anything, but I think it's a different story.
Yeah.
If you know what's going on...
Yes, if you know what's going on.
All the interactions are different.
Okay. Yeah, I can agree with that, I guess. What's yours?
I would say plot and storytelting were my big rose. I mean, just overall, mm-hmm. like, this movie hits hard, and it doesn't waste any time. It was just really good.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had one of the twists spoiled for me. This is a common theme, because I used to watch a lot of YouTube of, like, best movie twists, and this was one that was on there, as well as another movie that's on this list that had a twist ruined for me. I knew the twist going in, and I still enjoyed it more than I thought I would. Like, I was 100% bought in. What's your thorn for this one?
I couldn't come up with one. Spoiler alert for me, I couldn't come up with a bunch, so.
So, my thorn is, it was like, this felt like a Christopher Nolan movie, except for one thing. He didn't have any of his normal actors, except for... The hotel clerk.
The hotel, yep.
Who was the, one of the, like, Gordon's partner in Dark Knight. Or Batman Begins.
I think he was in one other one. But he was the only actor that we recognized.
There was no Michael Caine.
Cillian Murphy.
Yeah, none of them. I think that would have taken that over the top.
Yes.
I don't know what they would have done, but, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, up next, Insomnia. I gave this a meh.
Really?
Yeah, I really considered a 1 thumb down.
Wow.
And I'll tell you why I didn't. Because, one, I think it's just like a very average, like, detective story.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it's at times, like, it's not great because it's, like, Al Pacino at his most, like, stereotypical Al Pacino. The thing that saves this movie from a thumbs down, Robin Williams.
Yeah.
Seeing him be spooky and bad is crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if I want to watch that movie again, but I would want to watch the Robin Williams scenes again.
Mm-hmm. See, that was... I have, like, a kind of... dual Rose and Thorn. So I loved like the psychology behind Robin Williams' character, mm-hmm. and that really made me interested. But also, it really made me creeped out and like kind of like freaked me out, gave me the ick, made me uncomfy.
I think that's but the, also, the point.
But yeah, exactly. That's the point of it. So I gave it a one. One thumbs.
Up?
Up.
Okay. So, my thorn, I already kind of talked about this, is I feel like it was, like, it was very basic. I feel like it's out of place when you look at all the rest of his movies.
Yeah, because...
There's no, like, there's no real, like, Christopher Nolan vibe or Christopher Nolan moments.
Yeah, the only reason you could tell is because it's just a really great...
It was directed great.
Like, yeah, it's just... It's a beautiful movie.
This is the one that he didn't write, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, this is the only one that he didn't write. Mm-hmm. And I can see that. Because, like, the writing's very... Like, it's decent. But it... I don't know. It just seems like this whole movie doesn't really fit in with the rest of his movies.
Yeah, I agree.
So now we're getting into the ones that everybody knows. Batman Begins.
Booyah.
What'd you rate it?
I gave it a 1.5 thumbs up. 1.5 thumbs.
Okay. Really?
I did. I loved that movie.
So,
I'm so shocked. What are you gonna do? I'm scared.
So I have one thumbs up.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm gonna go ahead and say my thorn. I'm gonna go out of order. But I wrote down two funny thorns. I only have one legitimate complaint with the movie, and that's like the pacing. Or like it goes from like not much going on to a lot going on, but like the times where there's a lot going on, I wish that there was just more time. Like you have Scarecrow, you have Ra's al Ghul, you have Carmine Falcone, and they're all just like bam bam bam.
Yeah.
And so you never really get the chance to like get that scared of any one of them, because they don't have enough time on the screen by themselves.
That's true.
So that's my real complaint. Other complaints. Qui-Gon Jinn dies to an assassin dressed all in black by falling. Well, Qui-Gon Jinn didn't fall, but falling was involved with the assassin. Anyways. You know what I'm talking about? Qui-Gon Jinn, Star Wars, Duel of the Fates.
Oh my god.
Da, da, da. That's Ra's al Ghul.
Da, 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 da.
That's Ra's al Ghul.
Oh, heavens.
Okay. Anyways, I thought that was a good thorn. Joffrey Baratheon is saved from a horrible fate in this movie, and it pisses me off. He took Ned Stark's head, and he gets saved by Batman from hallucinogens. I'm sorry. Let the little bastard go on a trip.
Yeah. I would have liked to, you know... I don't think I watched this movie before I watched Game of Thrones. Like, in, like, a real... I'm gonna sit down and watch it and, like, mm-hmm. pay attention kind of way. So...
I don't think I was old enough to, like, critically watch anything.
No. But seeing him made me just angry. Every time they pan to the little boy, I just have, like, an instant reaction of, like, ugh.
And the thing is, like, he's so cute in this movie. Like, he's just, like, a sweet little boy.
But he's not. He's evil.
Yeah. But, like, people watching this in, like, 2002, whenever it came out, they're like, oh, look at the cute little boy. And then 10 years later, they're like, I want to strangle that little kid. That was in Minecraft. That was a joke. What's your rose?
I didn't write one down. I just really liked it. I don't know. It just was vibes. Just vibes. The ones that I couldn't come up with, rose or thorns, it's just like, it was just either a vibe or it wasn't. And this one was a vibe.
So, my rose, which I think Batman Begins has the best Gotham City out of all of the Christopher Nolan Batman movies. It's gothic architecture, it's dark, it's gritty. In the other ones, it's just like a big city. Like, it could be New York, Chicago, whatever it is. But in Batman Begins, it feels like...
like you can't put your finger on where they are.
Yeah.
Like, it's not something that you recognize.
Yeah. Well, also, it doesn't feel like a place where you could go right now.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think we could get in the car and go to Gotham City in Batman Begins. But now, I'm pretty sure we could get to Gotham in Dark Knight. I think it just, it added to, like, the vibes of the whole movie.
Like, evil villain, evil villain, evil villain.
Yeah, well, it just, like, it just felt like a dirty town. And that was the whole point, is that Gotham's dirty and needs to be destroyed. Moving on, we can talk about Batman Begins for hours. The Prestige.
The Prestige. Ugh. What'd you give it?
I gave it 2 thumbs up.
Really?
What'd you give it?
I gave it a 1.5. I was... yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. What's your rose?
My rose for Prestige is that it has... it's very... oh my god. How do I describe this? What's the actor's name?
Oh my god. Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman's in it. And
as the Greatest Showman.
That was okay.
Was that what you
said? Yes, that's what I was gonna say. You hush up now. Yes, I loved it because if you haven't seen The Greatest Showman, it's a really cute movie and it's
you know what the bad thing about Greatest Showman is?
What?
It's not directed by Christopher Nolan.
Whatever. Whatever. That was just my thing, is that it was kind of that vibe all over again, like the 1800s or whatnot, or early 1900s, I think. And it wasn't a circus, necessarily. It's, it's
or at all.
Or at all, but it gives the same vibe. Magicians, you know, circus.
They're all goofy.
They're all goofy and silly and, you know. People pay for entertainment back in the day.
Anyways, my rose is the twists. They were great. I knew one of them. This is another one that got spoiled, and it was still great. Because I didn't realize how many little twists there were going to be. And since I knew one, I thought I knew everything. And then that, I think, honestly, that made the twist hit even harder. Because I was so like, oh, I knew the twist. I know everything about this movie. And then, wham! And I was like, oh my god!
If you don't know, it's about two rivaling magicians basically trying to... well, I mean, like, that's the basis of the show.
Yeah.
That's, you look up the preview, hon, and that's what it says. Two rivaling magicians.
And they fight over tricks.
And they fight, yes.
Anyways.
Amazing.
It is... so it's amazing, so you should give it 2 thumbs up.
It is, but I just, something in me said, did I like it as much, did the vibes match with me as much as the other 2 thumbs up? No.
So you only have two thumbs up?
I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 thumbs, 2 thumbs up. We just haven't hit them yet.
Okay. My thorn was that I had one plot twist spoiled for me.
Original, baby. Real original.
Dark Knight.
Okay.
So I'm gonna go and get this over with. Two thumbs up. that's one of the easier 2 thumbs up in this. My rose, Heath Ledger. Obviously. The Joker made this movie. Yeah, that's all I have to say. It's a masterwork because of Heath Ledger.
My rose is Heath Ledger's like introduction as the Joker.
Yeah, it's just like, so good. I mean, I don't like I remember when it came out, like, he was so crazy in it that my mom was like, no, you can't watch that. Like, that's, like, no. And so I snuck over to my friend's house and watched it.
Tyler's?
No, Andrew, our next door neighbor.
Oh.
And we watched Dark Knight. Yeah, Mom, if you're listening, I'm sorry. But it was amazing. What's your thorn?
I didn't have one. But you can't, I can't do it.
So, I have two thorns.
I'm so bad at this.
Two thorns. One is also Heath Ledger. Since he passed away right after this movie, it's kind of like every time you watch it, that's what you think of. Since he's like such a big, like he is the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Especially like his opening scene, fantastic. The bank scene. But like it's hard to watch it and just enjoy it as a movie. Because, every scene, he steals the show.
Yeah.
And then your first thought is, like, wow, like, this is the last thing he did before he died.
That's depressing.
Yeah. That's why I don't watch Dark Knight as much as, his like, a lot of the other movies on this list. Even though I do think it is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
My other thorn, I already touched on this, is that Gotham feels bland compared to Batman Begins, especially like back to back. It is a big shock.
Yeah,
because in this, Gotham is so like bright and clean. I think though it's to do that contrast with Harvey Dent being like the White Knight.
Yeah,
and how he's cleaning up the town.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I should move. I don't know. Now thematically it makes sense.
Yes, it does.
I'm taking it off my thorns. That's a new rose.
I didn't want to say anything, but that's kind of why I thought that it was a cleaner place because of the vibe.
Hush. Okay, here's another doozy. Inception. Two thumbs up.
Two thumbs up.
Easy. Dub.
Yes.
What's your rose?
I just put love.
That's a good one, darling.
I don't know. I just... Okay. It's just beautiful. In Leonardo DiCaprio's, like, prime.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
He's prime Leo.
He is prime Leo.
So, I guess speaking on that, like, amazing characters... Like, every character works.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Tom Hardy and Cillian Murphy, like, really steal every scene they're in.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about this earlier off-air, like, professionals, about how Cillian Murphy doesn't have that much screen time in this, but it's so, like, the movie is so reliant on him seeming like a real person with real emotions, with real relationships. Like, that's what the movie hinges on. And the little bit of screen time that he does have, he knocks it out of the park.
Yeah, he's basically perfect.
Yeah. I mean, he's only in, like, 5% of the movie.
Yeah.
But, like, I remember every single one of those scenes.
Yeah.
I mean, he just does amazing. The other, like, you have to talk about, like, quote-unquote magic system. like...
Their reality and...
Yeah, molding reality to your dreams. And the visuals. I feel like this is probably one of the first movies where Christopher Nolan, like, really... Like... He did amazing with CGI. Even though now he has a reputation for not wanting to use CGI... He used it so well in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
To where this is from, what, like, 2012? 2011?
Something like that.
And it still looks amazing.
It does.
It looks better than some CGI that we see now.
Mm-hmm.
What's your thorn?
This is a good one. My thorn's kind of funny. So, my whole thing with Inception is that it's basically just, like, romanticized gaslighting. They're like, no, no, this is your idea. Like, if people could use this on, like, the regular, you know? Yeah. They would have, like, a multi-billion dollar
Girl company. Boss and Gaslight?
Yes, Girl Boss, Gaslight. Gatekeep is the next one. Mm-hmm. So that was my thorn. That's a good one. It was just kind of silly.
My thorn is that Leo scrambled his wife's brain, and that's sad.
Yeah, that is really sad. Yeah.
Anyways, on that sad note, Dark Knight Rises. What did you give this one?
I gave it 2 thumbs up.
Really?
Yeah. I loved that movie.
Okay, so...
See, there's things I hated about it, but they didn't balance it back enough to make me go a knuckle down.
Okay, so on my paper, I have 1 thumbs up. I'm starting to change my mind every sip of wine I drink. I'm going to give it 1.5, and I have very specific reason. I'm going to give you my rose first.
Okay.
Actually, you go through both of yours, because mine are kind of back-to-back.
Okay, so Rose, Anne Hathaway.
Okay.
As Catwoman.
I like it.
Anne Hathaway is probably one of my favorite actresses. Mm-hmm. She's just, I think it stems from Princess Diaries, watching that as a kid.
Yeah.
And then just falling in love with her. But my thorn for Dark Knight Rises is that the bat in the end, the girl is like the real bad guy. You know what I mean?
But
I just didn't like how they made that kind of twist and.
But, so, okay, in, like, the canon, like, in the lore, this is going to be a lore video, Talia al Ghul is, like, a really big part of Batman.
Yeah. It just didn't fit with the movie. I don't know. Like, I get the story of her climbing out of the pit and everything, but...
Yeah, it is a little, like, rushed, almost. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't have enough time to really, like... accept it.
Yeah.
Okay, so mine are completely different from yours.
Oh, heavens.
So, my rose is, you think darkness is your ally, but you merely adopted the dark. I was born in it, molded by it. I didn't see the light until I was a man, and by then it was only blinding. Yeah. Tom Hardy is the rose. And Cillian Murphy's still in this one. And the plane scene.
Oh, God. Oh, my gosh.
Where they ripped the wings off that little Gulfstream. Dirty.
That's not the first time I've heard him say that line, by the way.
Anyways, so they really did the plane scene. They really ripped the wings off. I'm pretty sure it was like...
That's so expensive.
I'm pretty sure there was a C-130 dragging that little jet. It's so freaking cool. Anyways, that's like one of my favorite things to ever happen in a movie. And Bane. And what's weird is when I was a kid, I didn't like this movie. Mm-mm. I hate... Like, this was by far my least favorite Batman movie. And it was for one reason, and it still bothers me to this day. And now I'm thinking it's another thematic thing. Damn it.
What is it?
It's that Batman and Bane's little final showdown is in broad daylight.
Yep.
But see, now here's my problem. If it is a thematic thing, I wish it would have happened in the dark to show that Batman, like, really did own the dark.
Yeah. But I feel like it's also, like, goes along with the theme of...
Rising into the light.
Rising into the light, and even though you're in the light of day, crime still happens, and Batman's still there to save the day.
I know, whatnot. But, like, from a visual standpoint, Batman's costume does not look good in broad daylight. It makes him look kind of, like, awkward. You know?
Like he's in a costume. It looks like he's in a costume.
He looks like he's like cosplaying.
Ew. No
and that way. Like the thing is, like, this is such a great movie and all this build up and all of this like Tom Hardy stuff. And then the final showdown, it looks like a dude in a rubber suit fighting a guy on steroids. Like, I wish it looked like their first fight in the underground. If that's what the final fight was, I would put this like an inch below Dark Knight. I think Tom Hardy does just as like iconic of his job as Heath Ledger, but there's not all this outside stuff. Like, I think Tom Hardy did fantastic. I also might just be a Tom Hardy fanboy.
Just a tad. I mean, you might need to talk to somebody about it, but...
Did I mention that you could see Cillian Murphy in this movie for like 30 seconds? Anyways.
Sitting atop his judge throne or whatever it is.
Interstellar. Two thumbs up.
Two freaking whole thumbs up.
If I had more thumbs, I would give them.
Do big toes count?
No, those aren't thumbs. My rose is, I think this is like perfect sci-fi.
Damn it, Josh!
It perfectly blends like real hard science and fantasy in a way that's engaging, it's intelligent, and it's very emotional.
Okay, I compared it to Brandon Sanderson in My Rose, that it's that good of a world.
And it makes sense. I don't know. I think it's the most emotional Christopher Nolan movie.
You dropped a tear last time we watched it.
That was last night. No, that was not last
night. That was 2 nights ago.
2 nights ago. Last night we were at Tool.
Oh, God.
I don't know what else. I mean, it's like, it's just so good.
I can't believe you're telling the people that we went and saw Tool on a Wednesday.
They don't know it was a Wednesday.
Oh, shit.
We could be recording on the weekend. So my other rose, since I stole yours, I'll steal whoever's going to post on the internet about this. The black hole model being like the most accurate ever made and taking up multiple gigabytes of like storage just to model that one view. What's your thorn?
My thorn is, it's a actual scene that happens, and I don't know if I should spoil it or not, because
everyone's seen Interstellar. Okay. If you haven't seen Interstellar, I'm sorry, you should stop listening to us and go watch Interstellar.
Yeah, pause it right now and play it right now.
Okay, what is it?
It's that Murph never gets to really say goodbye, like in person, and like in a like a way that like she's not bawling her eyes out because her dad's leaving.
But he was her ghost.
Yes, I know. He never really left. But she doesn't realize he was her ghost until she's well into adulthood.
Yeah.
That was just a really emotional scene where she's just running after the car pretty much and her grandpa has to stop her.
It's really sad.
It really is. That was like...
That's not even the most sad scene in the movie.
It's not, but that just hit me. I hated that. But I mean, like, it's beautiful, but it's stupid. Or whatever.
So, my thorn is no Cillian Murphy. He could have easily been added as the first little astronaut guy to die. You know, that's all I'm saying. I even if he's only in the movie for 30 seconds.
Or if it was just his picture on the wall with all the other, like, 12 yeah. astronauts or whatever.
Literally, yeah. Okay, I feel like this one might be controversial. Dunkirk.
Dun, dun, dun. I gave it one thumb up.
Really?
I did.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I gave it a 1.5 thumbs.
Those aren't that far away from each other, dear.
I know, but this is the first one that I've rated higher than you did.
Yeah, that is true.
Okay.
Okay, so my thing about Dunkirk.
Or this... No, I rated another one higher than you. This is the one I thought you would give two thumbs up.
Just because Harry Styles in it. Okay, that is my rose. That is my rose. Because I love Harry Styles.
Mm-hmm. Moving on. My rose is the idea that time is the enemy. Like, you really don't get to see that many of, like, the German soldiers. But time throughout it is the enemy, and it's always counting down. It's always working against them.
The heartbeat clock or whatever.
Yeah, where the clock changes beats depending on what point of view they're in. That's really cool. You go ahead.
What's your thorn? My thorn was, for one, I'm not a big war movie girly. But this wasn't a stereotypical war movie, so it's kind of like, it's not a great thing because I really don't love war movies, but it's really not a war movie, but like, I don't know. It just wasn't my ideal watch.
Your cup of tea.
My cup of tea. But also, my other thorn was, I don't know if it was true or anything, but how Tom Hardy got... taken as a POW at the end. Which I know people say he probably ended up being safe because they didn't kill American POWs.
He was English.
Or English POWs, sorry.
Using a Spitfire, love.
But that was just so sad because he flew right over the beach. He could have landed right there and then just hopped on a boat.
They were already gone by then. That was the whole thing. He was doing a rear guard action. Anyways, my thorn is I wanted more Tom Hardy.
Yeah.
Even though I get, like, from the, like, making the movie and the point of view system the way it is, I really liked Tom Hardy. Well, also, being an airplane nerd, I loved Tom Hardy's parts. The dogfighting was really cool. I'm not a Spitfire nerd by any means. The fact that they thought a carburetor would be good in the 20th century dogfighting. Crazy. Obviously, fuel injection is the way to go.
Yeah. I 100% agree.
Yeah. I wish there was more of the dogfighting.
Okay.
And also, my other thorn is Harry Styles.
Shut up. Do we need to have a talk?
So, last two movies. Tenet.
Tenet. Tenet.
This
Tenet,
is
Tenet.
So for reference. This is Liv's first watch of Tenet.
Mm-hmm.
This is my third. What's your rating?
I gave it a 1.5.
Okay.
1.5 thumbs up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really split because I want to get, I have my like first reaction, my first watch rating, I have my rating now. First watch, I would have given a half a thumb up. I didn't really like it my first time.
Hmm. Well, see, you had a lot of like input to help me figure out what was going on during the movie because we paused it a lot to get up and like get more wine or take Ray out. So
yeah, so I went into it blind.
Yeah,
I would have given it a half a thumb up. Watching it again and now for the third time, I want to say a thumb and a half, maybe two. So I'm going to average them, and I'm going to say one thumbs up.
Okay. That's shocking to me.
Well, I'll start with my thorn for, like, reason why. Mm-hmm. Obviously, no Cillian Murphy. But real reason was, like, the, like, confusion of what was happening.
That's mine, too.
Going in blind, not having any explanation of what was going on, it was really tough the first time.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, when it finished, I was like, I have no idea what just happened. Like, the temporal pincer movement. Like, I still don't understand the movie perfectly. I would like to think of myself as a, like, decently intelligent person.
You know, just with an aerospace engineering degree.
Yeah, and it's a frickin' movie. I should be able to understand it.
Okay. Yeah, my thorn was also that it was just... It's a lot all at once. My thing with it is that if it had removed, like, one or two, like, concepts of the whole time-space
continuum
thing, mm-hmm. that it would have been a little bit more gentle on the brain. But, I mean, again, whatever Christopher Nolan wants he gets, so he made it the way he made it.
See, also, I feel like this is, like, his most pretentious movie.
It is. It is a little uppity.
Like, I don't know. It's like the, like, this is like the film bro movie out of all of his. Either that or Dark Knight.
Dark Knight.
But, like, this is one where it's like, oh, you don't understand Tenet? Well, obviously, you don't know how to watch movies because it is the best.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That, yeah, I'm sticking with my one thumbs up. What's your rose?
My rose was... Where was it? I didn't write it down. Shoot. I just like the vibe of it and the whole idea.
You want to steal one of my roses?
Yes, please. The fight scenes. Okay, I did like the fight scenes. But I just like the whole idea of it. I think that's really unique.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, so I had watched one or two of the scenes before, just like, you know, my parents had it on in the living room or whatever.
You're just casual just watching.
Casually watching Tenet. That's something my dad would do just in the middle of the day. Yeah. A
little bit of bourbon.
A little bit of bourbon after a round of golf. But so I watched one of the scenes where it was like they're running backwards and some people are running forwards, but it's.
Like, the very end of the
movie. Like, the very end,
the climax of the movie.
And I was like, wow. Then. What? And now, I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah. So, speaking of holy shit, my rose is Robert Pattinson.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I think he makes this movie.
He really does. He really does. He recovered from Twilight like that.
Yeah, because I think he did The King either right before or right after this. But we're not talking about other movies. We're focusing on Chris Nolan. John David Washington played the protagonist, the lead. He did great, too. But, I don't know, there was just something about, like, the kind of chill dude... secret spy guy that I really liked. Mm-hmm. Like, John David Washington did a really good job with, like, the serious, like, let's stay on business. Like, he played his character very well.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like in such a serious movie, the little bits of Robert Pattinson being him...
It's almost like you kind of know that he knows more than he's leading on.
Yeah.
And that makes you, like, comforted almost by his presence.
Yeah. Nice. I like him a lot. I wish he was in more action movies like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad that he's in the new Batman. I hope that continues. Because this is, I think, where I started realizing how good of an actor he was.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so on to the most recent Christopher Nolan movie. Currently up for however many Oscars it is. Oppenheimer. What do you give it?
2 thumbs up.
I give it 2 thumbs up as well.
Yeah. You just can't not give it 2 thumbs. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
It's just impossible.
It's literally impossible. Okay, so during this time of looking up all these movies and all this, I looked at, like, critic reviews to check out, like, you know, to remind me of what I liked and didn't like and what I agree with and disagree with. And the amount of, like stuff that these people were just pulling out of their asses just to write something down
mm-hmm.
about the movie to get it published or to get, you know, their article published or their review published. It was insane.
The little nitpicky stuff?
Yes.
So I have a nitpicky thorn.
Oh, I hate you. I'm sorry.
What's your thorn?
My thorn is that it kind of gave me a little bit of whiplash. Watching it. Going back and forth in the time and the music scores. Like, it was just really dramatic. Which it was the point.
Yeah.
But by the end of it, I did have a headache.
Yeah. And we've watched it
but that's my times. That's my issue. I should have taken ibuprofen, you know, mm-hmm. beforehand.
So, my thorn, this is super nitpicky, and I hate myself for it, but I don't like the makeup when the characters are all old at the end of the movie.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Like, it just looks weird. Like, they're all just, like, it's their normal face, okay. And then you add on, like, the wrinkle filter.
It's like the end of the Harry Potter movies, yes. Where they gave Ron, like, a beer belly.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's like that. And it bothers me every single time I watch it. And it's literally for like 45 seconds to a minute. But it takes me out of it. Like, mm-hmm. I'm fully bought in. And I'm like, this is amazing. And I'm like, that's just Cillian Murphy with a little wrinkle filter
on. Also want to give Cillian Murphy like a big hug for like what he did to his body for this role. Like, I know a lot of people do a lot of stuff, but, like, dadgum.
Yeah, he was really skinny.
Yeah, which, that is so unhealthy. But, like, I guess you gotta do what you gotta do for the check.
Well, I feel like he always plays, like, an like unhealthily skinny dude that smokes cigarettes.
Yeah, he just has that build to where it's, like, you just change one or two things, and 6 months later, you're a different person.
Mm-hmm.
But,
He's literally told me...
He is Tommy.
What's your rose?
My rose, okay, is just kind of a big theme of subjectivity. About it all being subjective and from a subjective point of view. Except, of course, the black and white. Which, whatever, that happened. But, like, I liked the whole... Like, a lot of the critics were saying, like, I hated how you couldn't see, like, the point of view from... the people who were bombed and all that. And it's like, it's not the point of the movie.
Yeah, that wasn't the point of the movie.
It's supposed to be from his point of view and for you just to take it in.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
But I feel like the horror is understood.
Yes. Very much so. And even just that one scene where the people are in the bleachers and screaming and all that.
And I don't think it's understated. It's just...
Mm-mm. No.
It wouldn't be a movie about Oppenheimer. You would make it a movie about Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Yeah.
And as horrific as they were, that's not what the movie was supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
It was about the Trinity tests. And well, then that's the whole thing, is Oppenheimer was doing all that to bomb Germany, but like all he cared about was like the Trinity test.
Yeah,
like he wasn't the one that I mean, yeah, that's the movie, but I don't think it should have been added in. I think it would have taken away from a lot of it.
Yeah, me too.
But I do understand why people say that. So I have two roses, one serious, one funny. Serious. I think this is one of the best acted movies of all time. Everyone did fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So, got that over with. Albert Einstein is a gem in this movie.
I don't know who that character is, or who that the actor is. Yeah. But that is how, now when I picture Einstein, I picture that actor, not the actual pictures of Einstein.
So when I get old and decrepit, I want to be like Albert Einstein in this movie.
Just give, you know, people the stank eye for no reason. Mm-hmm. Or just because you're in that mood. Because somebody put you in the mood
because to you be can. Stank eye.
Yeah. All right.
So, we're about to hit an hour. Let's do these rankings.
Okay.
So,
you just go through your, and I can go through mine.
I say we go place by place.
Okay. One.
Well, two. So this is worst to best.
Okay.
Insomnia.
Following.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
So in number 11, I have Following.
Insomnia.
Okay. Next, I have Tenet.
Okay. Next, I have Dunkirk.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Next, I have Batman Begins.
Next, I have Batman Begins.
See, that hurt me to put it so low on this
list.
Yeah,
it really did. But then you look at the top and you're like, I can't trade any of them.
Mm-hmm.
Or really do anything.
Next, I have Dunkirk. I know Dunkirk over Batman Begins. It hurts me. Hurts everybody, but I had to do it.
Next, I have Tenet.
Okay. Dark Knight Rises.
The Prestige.
So, next I have The Prestige.
Next I have Dark Knight Rises.
Yes.
Okay, now we're in our top five, so let's go by 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Okay, give me your top five.
My top five. So, from worst to best, I got Oppenheimer, Dark Knight, Inception, Memento, Interstellar.
Holy crap.
What?
That is crazy.
It's crazy?
So, when you said you really liked Memento, I didn't realize it was like...
I really liked Memento. Like, I loved that.
So, I loved it too, but...
But damn.
Okay.
Yes, I know.
So, my top five... From worst to best, Memento, Dark Knight, Oppenheimer, Inception, Interstellar.
Interstellar,
hands down. Yeah. Really, Oppenheimer at number five.
Yeah. Yep. I know. It hurt me to do it, but...
Wow.
I know. But we had really similar... Yeah, like, it was always off by, like, one or two.
Mm-hmm. That was the furthest reach one that we had.
Mm-hmm.
Was the difference between Oppenheimer and Memento.
Yeah.
That was the only ones that we swapped.
Hmm. Well, we're probably going to do this again. Watch some director's movies.
Yeah, I like doing a deep dive. Because I don't want to spend all that much time on one particular movie.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because then, like, I feel like you turn into, like, a film critic, and I just don't really feel like doing
that. We're just talking about what we liked and didn't like.
Well, we could also do series.
Ooh. Harry Potter.
I was thinking more Star Wars.
We can do Star Wars, too, I guess. Maybe a Lord of the Rings, but that's going to be hard to rank.
No, see, I see Lord of the Rings as, like, one continuous film.
So we can do, like, our Roses and Thorns. Who knows?
I don't know. Yeah.
We're definitely going to do a Harry Potter one because, yeah.
I'm glad we don't have to do any prep for that one.
No.
We're going to have to do some Star Wars prep, though.
Well, I got to rewatch it with the bonus scenes that are only on Paramount Plus.
Mm-hmm.
Because mine that I have downloaded are just the basics.
Mm-hmm.
We gotta hear the thing that says Hogwarts, Hogwarts, Hoggy, Hoggy, Hogwarts. Teach us something, please. Anyways,
thanks everybody for listening. We'll see you next week.
Bye, guys.